This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Every town for illegal mayors across the city with the moms that are like looking for, I don't know what they're called. They've decided to throw $1 million into the Virginia elections. They see the state of Virginia in play. That's why they're dedicating this pile of money to support anti-gun Democrats to top positions in the state to counter efforts of the NRA. They're going to donate $450,000 directly to gubernatorial contender Ralph Northam and spending $250,000 on mailers on his behalf. They're also giving $300,000 to Attorney General Mark Herring for his reelection bid as he faces attack advertising from the NRA. We're making this initial investment because Ralph Northam and Mark Herring have been forceful champions for gun violence prevention in Virginia, while their opponents subscribe to dangerous guns everywhere agenda, said Bryn Craig, a senior strategist, for Everytown in a statement. Everytown, which gets all of their funding directly out of Michael Bloomberg's back pocket, has been a very big spender in Virginia. Now, they figured Virginia was in play before. They spent twice as much in a bid to help Democrats gain control of the state house. And that bid failed because people like Tim Knight went to Virginia and let him spend $1 million on one seat in the Senate that he couldn't close that deal. Northam is a proponent of a state-level assault weapon ban, the very same kind of law the Supreme Court is being urged to take up from nearby Maryland. One that, based on the Heller decision, is bound to find that semi-automatic weapon bans, despite calling them assault weapons, are unconstitutional. But Northam's desire to restrict the law-abiding citizens' access to the personal defense weapon, that's really ideal in certain, in numerous self-defense situations, is indicative of his deeper desire to restrict the access of other firearms as well. Now, despite their anti-gun violence rhetoric, Everytown is not remotely interested in removing violence from the streets of American communities. If they were, they wouldn't maintain such a single-minded devotion to removing the firearm from the hands of private citizens. If they actually cared about combating violence in any way, they'd be working to combat the roots of violence in American cities. Bloomberg's actually done that before in Louisiana. He's actually done that before. Now, the Associated Press recently touched on what some of those appear to be, yet Everytown shows no indication of a desire to actually fight violence. All they're interested in is guns in your hands being taken away from your hands. I would actually give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt if they were looking at the roots of violence and trying to enact gun control. They'd be misguided regarding guns, but at least I could believe it was from a sincere desire to make communities safer. Instead, we get them looking to take our guns when nothing happens to being the underlying cause of violence, which means the biggest, strongest, and meanest will have an easier time preying on those who are weaker than them. Violence will still be a part of their culture and their communities, but even if you could disarm everyone, which we all know will never happen, it won't stop the violence, it won't stop murder and rape or theft. I wonder if Everytown realizes that. Do they care that while they support candidates who will take away citizens' Second Amendment rights, they're also empowering criminals to hurt the innocents even easier? The answer to that is they do understand that that's exactly what's going to happen, but that's not part of why they're wanting to do what they want to do. Let's just take a moment if we can. And look at what the AP found. When they were looking around the United States. Like they found, of the 10 cities with the highest teen shooting rates, most had populations of less than 250,000 people. Among them were Savannah, Georgia, Trenton, New Jersey, Syracuse, New York, Fort Myers, Florida, and Richmond, Virginia. Chicago was the lone large population city high on the list. Poverty and a sense of hopelessness in the most violent neighborhoods is a common thread. Syracuse, a university town that once cranked out air conditioners and televisions, now has a poverty rate of 35%. Savannah, which is a beautiful city in the South, is actually it's two cities. Very divided. It has antebellum mansions and gnarled live oaks and marble monuments to war heroes. But when you drive a certain way, then you're going to go into the decaying neighborhoods and abject poverty and deadly violence. Size may play a role. In tightly packed neighborhoods, insults and perceived insults ricochet like shots in an echo chamber. One shooting inevitably leads to speculation about who will be targeted next. Mark Denny, a state prosecutor who is trying to end Wilmington's retaliatory warfare, said the streets remember. Social media is now a way to accelerate the threat and the danger. Teenagers whose brains are years from fully maturing are roaming the streets with a gun in one pocket and a smartphone in the other. James Duren, the acting U.S. attorney based in Savannah, said a juvenile with a gun is a heck of a lot more dangerous than a 24 or 25-year-old with a gun. So poverty is part of the plague. But that's a fairly even-handed look with the only mention of banning guns is someone who's seen plenty of gun violence saying they only want to ever really end is, you know, to outlaw violence. And he's wrong. It's just his opinion. I think we can all agree that with teens and preteens, guns are a bad idea. It's one thing to trust Junior with a shotgun or a rifle for a hunting trip. Handing them a pistol for daily carry is not a good idea in that kind of a charged environment. But the overall tone isn't about blaming the gun. The reality is that inner city violence is a complex problem, and gun control is a simplistic answer. The real solutions have more to do with population density per city block, poverty, and culture than they do with banning an object that lacks any free will of its own. And the media seems to be almost feeling out that reality. Slowly and surely, like a child on their first trip to the beach. Unsure about that whole ocean thing. And only until they step into the water completely, it's going to become very difficult to actually accomplish anything that doesn't involve destroying constitutionally protected rights for people who did nothing wrong in the first place. So, what do we know? We know the media is not on our side. We know that the media blames the object rather than the person behind the object. And we know that they look upon us and demonize us for being some of those people who have some of those things. But in some quarters, some places are actually beginning to look. I don't know how hopeful I am of that. I don't know if this is just, you know, something in the cycle to where they're like, oh, yeah, we need to look at this too. That's a great idea. You need to look at this because I'm against violence. I don't know anybody like me who's out there, you know, when we see a fight, we're not out there going to film it and go, world star, I'm going to put this on YouTube. No, we start getting a little nervous when we see that happen. So, in the meantime, well, we've got there, looking at every town. Every town's not in it for public safety. They're in it for power. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Lock and Load.
Yeah.
I want to take you back to August of 2016. A cousin of NBA basketball star Dwayne Wade was shot and killed by a pair of serial offenders in Chicago because the two thugs didn't like it when a taxi driver dared to make eye contact with them. They fatally shot Nikaya Aldridge, cousin of Dwayne Wade in Chicago. The shooters, Darwin Sorrells, and 26, and 22-year-old brother Darren. They're both documented gang members who were charged with first-degree murder over the death of Aldridge, 32, a mother of four. Both are, repeat, gun offenders. Both were out on parole at the time of killing. Speaking about Darwin, Superintendent Eddie Johnson said he's a six-time weapon offender who was jailed in 2013 for 6 years for another crime, but released on parole in February of 2016. Detective said the shooting occurred that Friday when a taxi driver working independently pulled up close to Dulles School of Excellence at around 3 p.m. The man, who has not been identified, was transporting a group of women home when he made eye contact with the Sorrells brothers out of the window of his car. He walked the women into their house, but when he reemerged, he found the brothers waiting by his car, armed with pistols. Police say the Sorrells brothers falsely believed the taxi driver was armed, knew he was from a different area, and objected to him being on their turf. Brothers chased after the driver as he fled the scene on foot and began firing at him. While they failed to shoot the driver, two bullets did strike Aldridge as she walked nearby, hitting her in the head and arm. Those two young men are part of a feral subculture that exists within the larger American society that is predatory, and they're just about primal on how they view the world. And in this instance, they decided to try to murder a man for being a stranger that made eye contact, which they took as a sign of challenging their dominance over what they viewed as their territory. It sounds like wolves, doesn't it? That is the sort of behavior you would associate with a wild animal. But it is, in fact, the norm for much of human history and is a current problem in many parts of the world today. And for those of you that may be of the sheeple persuasion, I'm gonna hurt your feelings now, because the simple fact of the matter is that there are people who are predators by nature or nurture or a combination of the two, and they don't think like you do. They don't think like I do. To them, violence is a tool. It's a form of currency. They do not see other human beings as contributing members of society. They don't see you as having any intrinsic value. You're either a fellow predator to be either challenged or submitted to, or you are prey to be exploited. Some of these people commit violent crime as a job, and others simply do it for kicks. This is a reality that the average citizen can't or won't admit exists, because for them, that is a terrifying proposition. Admitting that this world exists is to admit that this is a serious problem. It's even more worrying to a Disney-fied world is the realization that the only way to deal with this kind of threat is the sudden, precise, and overwhelming application of the tool of violence. So, let's be very clear on something that our modern genteel society has dangerously wrong. Violence is not good. It is not evil. It is like a gun. It has no moral compass. It is merely a tool. Good people use the tool of violence all the time to save lives and prevent evil people from harming others. These practitioners of benevolent violence are members of the armed forces, law enforcement, regular people, just like me and you. It would be great to believe, to really believe, and then to actually have it happen, to know I'm not going to run into somebody like the Sorrells brothers. Twice I've run into people like the Sorrells brothers. They walk up to you. And you can feel it. It's like a vibration. You know, there's some sort of signal coming off of them that will tell you that there's a threat. And it is primal. It really is. Their body language is going to be off. They're looking at other people in a way that you don't do. One came up on me after he broke a window on a truck I was driving and one of the keys and told me that if he didn't get the keys, he was going to take it out of my head. And then he was looking at it again. Another was in my vehicle with me telling me that I was going to take him somewhere or he was going to do something. And then he was really looking at it again. I mean, I had the barrel in his eye socket. We were just that close. Now, the first one, I don't know if anything ever happened with that guy again. The second one, at that, I don't know who the players were involved in this, but very shortly after that happened, at the very same place, one of the clerks that worked in that place was abducted and taken to a motel in an adjoining county and held for 3 or 4 days while they raped her over and over again. I have no desire to resort to using the tool of violence. But I also know that I understand the tool of violence, and I know that you should understand the tool of violence. Look at what we're doing as something called pre-fence. That's a phrase coined by a guy named Steve Torrini. Pre-fence. We're not looking for a fight. I'm not looking for a fight. None of us should be looking for a fight, but what we should be looking for trouble as it comes up on us. Not trying to cause trouble, mind you. Just trying to keep abreast, stay aware, know what we've got going on, not be a victim, that kind of thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Saki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Twitter co-founder Evan Williams has said, "I thought once everybody could speak freely and exchange information and ideas, the world is automatically going to be a better place. I was wrong about that," was his quote recently. Yet we cannot speak freely, can we? If you say the wrong thing, the Southern Poverty Law Center will label you a hate monger. Our founders envisioned free speech as a guardrail against the Republic veering down an embankment, thinking that if speech were free, someone would be there to call BS when the nation went places not intended or imagined. Yet today, every progressive, and read that to be Democrat, liberal, or leftist, has their nose pressed into everybody else's business, lest someone think or say something that might melt a snowflake. We can't have anyone ever offended or embarrassed or in any way made uncomfortable by unapproved thought. And it is in this way that language has changed. Whereas the word violence has always meant actions that include actual physical violence, progressives have transmogrified unapproved thought into, from a mere difference of opinion, into a component of the definition of violence. So therefore, the violence of unapproved thought can now be met with actual violence, because actual violence is not really violence if it is committed against someone with the wrong ideas and the gall to speak those ideas out loud. I find it actually quite amazing that diversity is not really diverse. It's really not diverse at all. It's not really all that diverse in a world composed of safe spaces and resegregation under a unitary set of acceptable ideas where words no longer mean what we thought they meant. Now, Antifa, which is modern speak for anti-fascist, is probably the most fascist organization in America today. And the same goes for the SPLC and Black Lives Matter. And, you know, all lives matter, but saying that is now hate speech and thus violence, which can be justifiably be met with actual violence in some cases. Now, I, so far, have managed to remain free. A lot of people I know have managed to remain free. I've spoken, you know, I've been in this profession almost entirely since Obama was in power. This is my first time. I've never had Obama as a president when I've been in this profession. I was never afraid to speak out against him. I thought he was a horrible president without an ounce of honesty or humility. I thought he pushed policies that were detrimental to all of us here in America. And I said it aloud. And I was lucky because I actually was someplace where independent thought was actually okay. And I was saying it out loud on the air. Now, I have come under threats for doing so. That was then. I wonder what's in store now. Today, you can say anything you want about the current president. You can talk about killing him in the vilest of ways, and it's not a problem. Anthony Bourdain was out there talking about poisoning him if you had to feed him. A heroin junkie who's gotten a television show was talking about killing the president. You remember a rodeo clown not only lost his job and livelihood, but he also received a visit from the Secret Service because he wore an Obama mask, and that was it before it killed the clown business, making them into monsters that scare little children and some of us grown men as well. So the progressive plan is to restrict what people can say. They've always controlled the conversation, but that's not enough when you want to rule the world. They need to make sure no one ever disagrees with them. That's the deal with the statues. According to a recent NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, 62% thought the Confederate statues should remain, while only 27% wanted them removed. And even among African Americans, a 44% plurality of those polled said they should remain. You see, it has nothing to do with the statues of dead Democrats erected by dead Democrats 100 years ago to reinforce the Democratic Party's white supremacist governance in the southern states. It's about making a point. Don't you dare oppose us, no matter how ridiculous our demands, or we will not only destroy you publicly and politically, but physically as well. Violence has always been an excellent tool for behavior modification. And the Democrats have staked their future in this strategy, along with the media, their most loyal ally, Antifa and BLM. They think that people will be terrified by the 2,000 or so white supremacists currently active in the country, and not the very violent, very bloody, and the much better organized 100,000 Antifa. Yet, didn't the media claim they were anti-racist and anti-fascist? That's the story they try to sell one broken head at a time. And the Antifa BLM loves them some broken heads. There are no more moderate Democrats. The entire party consists of progressives who have brought into the whole thought, or they've bought into the whole thought, is violence that must be met with violent strategy. It remains to be seen how well that's going to work. But the mere fact that they are successful does not transfer into success tomorrow. Screaming the loudest doesn't make you the most popular, but it may get you a lot of attention. And it's surely a sign the nation is in deep trouble. So in a delusionary quest for eternal electoral supremacy, they're in a frenzy, eating their future one statue and one Antifa riot at a time. And they're treating their future as a party as if it was another, you know, something or other to be thrown into the gaping maw of identity politics. Opposition is no longer accepted. Should you disagree, even in the slightest, You will be met with fits of rage from spokespoles who spew spittle from their mouths while making, you know, charges of all manner of evil against a person. Paramount among the accusations will inevitably be their favorite, which is racism. It's no longer only their political opposition, and there's no room for moderates because of Democrats have long stopped being a political party and they've become a movement. And in that movement is Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Agree with their tactics and motives, or else. So for the sake of America, I don't really believe the populace will buy into this. I've already talked about the red pills that are being taken right now by former Democrats that are out there saying, this is not what I signed into. I think that's going to be what they face coming up soon. And, watch and see. I mean, even in California right now, there's an undercurrent saying that Nancy Pelosi's about to go. Which, that'll be horrible. Nancy's my favorite Democrat, forgetful person. She's been calling, she's been calling President Trump, President Bush all along. I mean, she doesn't even know who's in office right now. So I don't want her to change. I want her to stay. I want her to stay just the way she's been, forgetful and toxic for her party. But we'll see. This is Lock and Load.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. In recent years, the fake stream has been putting up a lot of barriers to you. They don't want you to see the reality of many of the stories that they're reporting on. It's extremely rare, as an example, to see photographs that accurately show the results of a terrorist attack. If they're shown or published, the disturbing parts of the pictures are typically fuzzed out. And not only are they considered off-limits to public view. Last October, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo told viewers on his morning show that it was illegal for them to download any of the John Podesta emails posted by WikiLeaks. coming from the Daily Caller on October 16, 2016, CNN's Chris Cuomo told viewers it is illegal for them to possess emails leaked by the website WikiLeaks, and as a result, they could not read them and had to rely entirely on the media to learn about their content. In the clip, he opened a segment on leaked emails from the Hillary Clinton campaign chairman Podesta's inbox by warning viewers they have to get all of their information about the emails from the media and nowhere else. And if they try to check out the emails themselves, he warned, they're breaking the law. Now, legal experts disagree about whether or not downloading stolen documents is a crime. Moreover, you don't have to download them. You can just go to WikiLeaks and you can read them without downloading. Or technically possessing them. So, to see unredacted photos and videos of the results of Islamist terror attacks, you need to search the internet apart from the usual fake stream sources. Now, when a raw, unredacted document, photo, or video advances the leftist bias of the mainstream media, the barriers tend to disappear. Think of the endless repetitions of the surreptitiously recorded audio of Donald Trump speaking off the record, and he presumed confidentially in locker room talk with Billy Bush in 2005, which was leaked to the Washington Post last October at a critical time in the lead up to the 2016 election, only 2 days before the second presidential candidate's debate. So this trend of we the media are the only ones who can view this material, especially when it advances our agenda, in parentheses, is now spreading to local news outlets around the country. Current case in point, the local Eastern Washington coverage of Tuesday's school shooting in Freeman, Washington. For the first day of the coverage of the morning shooting by a student at Freeman's High School, which took the life of one student and injured three others, several of the local television stations in nearby Spokane, which quickly went to wall-to-wall coverage, did not name the shooter. At least one station made the point that its newsroom's policy was not to give publicity or notoriety to the perpetrator of such crimes. Censoring the name and the background and record of the shooter also allowed at least one Spokane TV station's reporter to make the ridiculous statement, "We are all responsible for such mass shootings," accompanied by the usual discussions of the supposed dangers of the proliferation of guns in societies. Within seconds, though, it was possible to learn the name of the shooter and numerous photographs of him in the British press. Now, the following day, court documents about the case were made available, and they began to be published, and no doubt also due to public interest and viewer demand, the policy began to change. KXLY, Channel 4 in Spokane, for example, made a point of noting during its newscast that it had decided to name the shooter, but only infrequently in an attempt to avoid giving him publicity or helping to inspire copycats. On Thursday afternoon, September the 14th, KXLY posted an article on its website explaining its policy, which it subsequently referred to its viewers to, "Why We Named the Shooter." Let me tell you about not naming shooters. I know a lot of guys on my side that don't want to name the shooter. They say, "We're not going to give publicity to this criminal." Let me explain something to you. Whoever does the crime is the criminal. Not naming the shooter and not assigning the blame to who it belongs to means that this leaves the door open to assign the blame to the inanimate object. Copycats, if they're out there, will actually be able to get the information anyway. If you don't want copycat killers, don't report it at all. I dare you. But getting out there and saying, "Well, we don't want to name the shooter," well, that what that does is that means that all that we can talk about ad nauseum is the gun. Naming the shooter means the shooter has a background. He may have something that has, you know, there may be something in his background that leads us to believe that he is, disturbed, a loner. Maybe he's on psychotropic drugs. Maybe he thinks he's the next James Holmes. All of these things are important because motive is important in any crime. The tools, not so much. So in a time of prolific fake news, the rise of alternative journalism, and the relative ease of finding uncensored information, it seems like another nail in the fake stream coffin when it attempts to establish a ridiculous barrier to your right to know. But don't ever fall for this trap. And I say this knowing that I'm going up against some people that I respect, some people that I want to, I like them, I want them to get along with me. I do not subscribe to this theory that we do not name the shooter. I do not. I will not. Because that only leaves one other thing for anybody to talk about, and it will get talked about. And it's not going to, not naming the shooter is not going to prevent the copycat killer. The copycat killer doesn't care about the name. The copycat killer doesn't, all he cares about is the technique. All he cares about is what was done. All he cares about is body count. So knowing the shooter, knowing what motivated the shooter, getting out there and not naming the shooter is the same thing to me as gun control. It's not going to stop nothing. It's not going to prevent anything. I may be alone in that assumption, in that assertion. But whatever it is, I'm never going to be the one that gets out there, and you're never going to hear me say, "I will not name the shooter." I've done that once or twice. I'm never going to do it again. If we're out there and our position is going to be, people kill people, fine. Let's identify the people killing the people. Let's find out why they're killing the people. Let's find out what they did to kill the people. Let's find out what was put in place to where that happened. undisrupted. And let's change that. Let's not get out there and be concerned, well, he killed everybody with a garden rake. Oh, well, he killed everybody with this, you know, a roll of scotch tape. Those things don't mean anything. The most dangerous part of any guy's repertoire, it comes to being a violent person, is his mind. Is his mind. I carry nicer guns than most of these people. You carry nicer guns than most of these shooters use. And you don't go crazy and you're not killing people. And it's because of your mind. Their mind is diseased. Their mind is willing to go places you don't even want to think about. Bear that in mind as you're going along. And remember that. It does us no good to sit back and say, well, and go and look for the real news. Embrace reality. I'm not one of these people who wants to see all this stuff, but I have seen it. And I know what it all means, and there's no way to sanitize it. And once you see it for real, I guarantee you, you're never going to think of this kind of thing again the same way. Never, ever, ever again. Hour number 3 is inbound. Embrace the reality. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.